He made an announcement eventually, the doctor. He stood in the gangway and turned his head first one way, then the other. He said, I'm afraid there's no more morphine left. And then he came to me. He tied a tag on me shirt, nothing else he could tie it on. And he said, you'll pull through, old chap. I thought it was very nice of him, because I was feeling a bit low. That was very good of him. Then I remember being put on the station. And because when we came on the platform, and on the other end of the platform, and I think I'd seen this before, a lot of stretchers piled up very neatly, and the blankets over the top of them, so you couldn't see who was underneath it. So it was obviously dead, waiting for the Germans to pick up. I thought, I don't want to be in that lot. So I used to have to keep yelling, you know, to make sure people, to let them know I was alive. I didn't want to be shunted over there. And then another hospital train, and we came there. I heard the announcement when we came into this bit of a railway complex. It was Cali. Then it was shelling it. It was very dark night, no moon, as far as I can remember. But with the bright lights of the shelling, I could see the ship in front of me. That's when they carried me aboard on my trusty stretcher, which I'd been with for 5 days or something like that then, and put me on the ship.